This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone is Holly Dutcher. She is the executive director at CURE, which is here in Rochester, CURE Child Cancer Association, great nonprofit in our community. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So thank you for joining us, and you're here to tell us all about CURE. Let us know if somebody's not familiar with the organization. What is your mission again?
Sure. So we provide support to families of children who have cancer, chronic blood disorder, in the CURE community. So we provide everything from educational, emotional, social, and financial assistance to these families. Whether they are living in the area and being treated out of the area, or living out of the area and being treated in the area, or living in the area and being treated right at Galisado Children's Hospital.
And, you know, we had mentioned off air, what an, you know, devastating diagnosis for a parent to get, that their child has cancer. So you guys are here as a multifaceted resource for them.
Yeah. So we're here from the day of diagnosis throughout treatment and beyond to really do what we can to provide support to families that have a child with cancer, so, or a blood disorder. So, you know, we provide social opportunities for families to get to know each other, because it certainly takes a village to raise a child,
and yes,
it's an even bigger village to raise a child that has an illness. So we do our best to help build that village around our families so that they feel the support from others, and also so that they can support others. It's really beautiful to see how our families support each other while they're going through, you know, the most terrifying time in their lives. And it's a peer-to-peer support system. So it's really great to see how the families want to support other families that are going through the same thing they are.
Yeah, you know, and I imagine that there's something to be said for that right there, what you just mentioned, that peer support, because, you know, you've got your friends as an adult or as a parent, you've got your friends, but they probably don't fully understand what it is like to have a young child with cancer or going through treatment.
Well, nobody knows what it feels like to have your world altered in that way, other than another family or a parent that's had their world altered. So one of our you know, more prominent programs is our parent advocate program. And our parent advocate is at the hospital and meets with families regularly and connects them with resources, whether it's resources we provide, as I had mentioned, you know, we do provide financial assistance. None of our families ever have to pay for parking at the hospital. We provide meal vouchers and food vouchers and gift cards and gas cards and, you know, you name it, and we're doing what we can to help. But the thing that's really great is that our parent advocate, Michelle, is actually the parent of a long-term cancer survivor.
Mm.
So her son was diagnosed with leukemia when he was two,
oh,
and now he's his second year in college.
Oh my gosh, what a great success story for her.
Right. Because that's the first thing parents, you know, worry about when they receive a diagnosis, is that, you know, their child's not going to do well. So talking to somebody that says, you know what, I know what it feels like, I've been through it, and my son, you know, is doing well and thriving, I think it really means a lot to our families to have, you know, something to look, not to look forward to, but just some beacon of hope, like you had said.
Yeah, that inspiration, you know, in your darkest moment, having that inspiration to look forward and to be strong for your son or daughter in that awful, awful moment. And how many parents or kids are we talking about, Holly, that you guys work with on an annual basis?
So on average, the Rochester area sees anywhere between 50 and 100 children diagnosed with cancer or a blood disorder every year. That also includes children that unfortunately relapse. So at any given time, we are providing support to, I would say, probably 100 to 150 families at a time. And we also have a reach of about 800 families per year. We send birthday cards to our kiddos until they're 16 years old and include a little gift from CURE. So if they're diagnosed at two, they get those birthday cards, you know, right up to their 16th birthday.
Uh-huh.
Same with families who have lost a child. We send a card around the angelversary, we call it, around the time of their child passing, to let them know we're thinking about them. And we send about 400 of those per year.
And do you see, I'm wondering, Holly, you know, because it's such a traumatic / emotional experience for a family to go through something like that. And, it, you know, you guys stay connected with them until the kid ages out at 16 or something like that. Do you see them come back a lot of times as a volunteer at the organization?
We do. You know, it's interesting because it's such a traumatic thing that so many parents and families go through having a child diagnosed. So there's some families that champion our cause and our mission and the work that we do, and they rally behind us and, you know, volunteer and connect with other families. And there's some, honestly, that just want to never think about this time in their life again, and they move on, which is completely understandable.
Sure. No, it all depends for sure. Again, we are talking with Holly Dutcher. She's the executive director at CURE, which is Childhood Cancer Association here in Rochester. You know, you guys provide a whole variety of programs. And one that I noticed on your website is educational assistance. So is that because a child who's going through treatment, maybe at Golisano, is starting to fall behind in school?
So kind of. We provide educational assistance through our educational liaison, and she is versed in the different chemotherapy drugs that children receive, as well as, you know, the impact of these diseases on these kiddos. So she can work with the school to get baseline testing to see how the chemotherapy and the radiation are impacting the child's learning abilities, and then work with the school district, the school, and the family to create IEPs or 504 plans.
So again, you guys have all these different avenues of support. If somebody is dealing with that right now, if you've got a friend, you got a family member that has just gotten that awful diagnosis, should they just recommend that they call you guys, go to your website? How do they get in touch the best way?
So we have a wonderful partnership with Golisano Children's Hospital. Our organization was founded nearly 50 years ago on the principle of parent advocacy. So we have been a part of, you know, a partner with Golisano Children's Hospital for nearly 50 years. When a child is diagnosed, unfortunately, the doctor delivers that news to the family. They then meet with a social worker who goes over insurance needs and things like that, but also introduces our organization to the family. And then if the family is interested in receiving support, they can sign a release form, which then the social worker has permission to give our parent advocate, Michelle, their information. So Michelle can reach out to them and meet with them when they're in the hospital and start providing the support that we provide.
A lot of it is coming as almost a referral from Golisano.
Yes.
You know, we are talking a brand new month, September here, of course, and I didn't want to forget to say that September is Childhood Cancer and Sickle Cell Awareness Month, correct?
Yes, it's a very big, busy month for us here at CURE. We do various things throughout the community to raise awareness. I had a family about 6 or 7 years ago say to me, they lost their child, and they said, why does everyone go pink in October, but nobody goes gold for our kids in September? Because gold is the awareness ribbon for childhood cancer. And not that any one cancer is more important than the other, but for families to recognize that there was minimal awareness being raised in recognition of their children, you know, I really took a personal, made it a personal mission of mine to do little things to raise awareness throughout the month, whatever we could do. So we have a billboard out. We are partnering with various businesses in the community with t-shirts and candles and, doing what we can to raise awareness. We have this really cool challenge called the Liquid Gold for Cure Challenge. And about a dozen different restaurants have created a specialty mac and cheese dish, because what is more kid-friendly than mac and cheese?
Of course. Oh, my gosh. We
right?
Eat it all the time. Yeah, my son eats it all the time.
I know. I was going to say it's in the regular rotation at our house, and it's gold. So the restaurants offer this dish. They promote it throughout the month. They share childhood cancer facts. We give them collateral to hang around the restaurant, and they really champion the cause. And then a portion of the proceeds are donated to CURE, depending on, you know, what the restaurant's comfortable with donating. But, you know, the more important thing to us is that awareness is being raised in honor of our children.
What restaurants are we talking? Do you guys have a list on your website or?
So we've put together a whole awareness website that has all the things that go on during the month. There's different cities and towns that are making proclamations for Childhood Cancer Sickle Cell Awareness Month. There's different fundraisers that are going on. So it's really easy to get to. It's just curekidscancer.com/awareness. And it has, like I said, the different buildings that are going to be lit up gold or red for sickle cell disease, the different restaurants that are participating in the Liquid Gold for Cure Challenge. So we have 58 Main Barbecue and Brew, BTB Wood Fired Pizza Bar and Grill, McCauley's, Miss Lindsay's Mac and Cheese, Pittsford Pub 235, The Gatehouse, the Tappet Bar and Grill, Texas Barbecue Joint, and Waffles Are Wild. So they're championing our cause, and they're really letting our families know that they're supporting them and offering some delicious mac and cheese.
That is fantastic. Again, you just go to the website. It is curekidscancer.com/awareness. You can see all that up there. And you guys have a nice calendar as well with different events going on, different cities and towns, as you mentioned, doing proclamations and different awareness events. So it's all up there on the website.
Yep. And the undersheriff, Corey Brown, runs a 5K a day every day in September and honors one of our Care Kids, you know, for his run of the day. And you can follow him on Twitter. He also posts about it on his Facebook page. But you can learn about a new Care Kid every day.
What a wonderful way to spotlight them and again, draw that awareness and attention to you guys. So are you guys mostly fundraising? Because you mentioned earlier that you provide all these programs at no cost to parents. You guys do a lot of fundraising for that? Or how does that end of it work, Holly?
We are boots to the ground, grassroots, homegrown here. So we love Rochester. We love our community. And we couldn't exist without the kindness of our community. So we do have various fundraising events that we offer, one of which just happens to be in September. And it's our largest fundraising event of the year. It's our Recipe for a Cure Sunday Brunch presented by West Her Cares. And we partner with the American Culinary Federation and offer, I think there's between 12 and 15 stations of food. These wonderfully talented chefs prepare different dishes, and our guests can come and enjoy all the different dishes that are available. And then we have a wonderful silent auction that is generated by donations from the community, and the silent auction can actually be accessed by anybody. So if you can't make it to the brunch and enjoy this delicious food, you could still bid on these items from the comfort of your home. And we also have a live auction.
That's great. You know, we've seen that a lot in this post-COVID time that we're in now. I don't know if it's technically still post-COVID time, but doing the online piece with the auction, I think that is one good thing that came out of the pandemic, because people could just hop on their laptop if they can't make it and still participate and make a donation.
Yeah, it's really great. And for us, September is so important. So we try to host the event in September. And unfortunately, we schedule our event about a year or so in advance, but the bill schedule doesn't come out until like May. So it happens to be the same day as the Bills home opener. So if you're at the Bills game or watching the Bills game from home because you didn't want to enjoy this delicious food provided by the American Culinary Federation chefs, you can still bid on items while you're not enjoying the company of our Cure Kids, who are honorary chefs along with the professional chefs and all of the supporters that we have that'll be there.
Yes. No, great way to, again, still stay connected with you guys. Again, we are talking with Holly. She is the executive director at CURE here in Rochester, Childhood Cancer Association. And if somebody is listening and maybe wants to volunteer, are you guys still looking for volunteers for that event or for the organization in general?
We're always looking for volunteers. We have a really small staff here. We have 2 full-time employees and 3 part-time employees. And like I said, we touch the lives of about 800 families per year. So we really rely on the community. We need help at events during the holiday time. We need help with wrapping gifts and getting them ready because we do sponsor families at the holidays. Last year, we coordinated support for 72 different families from our community. So, that's a heavy lift, right? When it's just a few of us. So we certainly rely on the support of the community. We also have our Julie Roberts Children's Memorial Garden in the front of our office where we honor our little angels. And as much as, I mean, I have a black thumb, so nobody really wants me out there in the garden. But if anybody has a green thumb and wants to help out, we can't keep up with, helping the families and doing the work that we do and tending to the garden. So we appreciate the little TLC that our volunteers are able to give to the garden in honor of our little angels.
So you need almost like your own Santa's elves to come over and help with all this preparation and gift wrapping and all that stuff.
And we also host a holiday party. So in addition to, coordinating holiday assistance for families on an individual basis, we also host a holiday party that can draw anywhere from 200 to 300 people.
Well, and when will that holiday party be?
It'll be the first Wednesday in December. I don't have my calendar in front of me right now, but I know it's the first Wednesday in December. But if you're looking for opportunities to volunteer with our organization, I recommend you going to curekidscancer.com. And there's a volunteer form that you can fill out, and it comes right over to our emails, and we'll reach out to you and put you on our newsletter list and our email list so you can stay up to date with everything that's going on.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you can get more information on your website because you guys are busy. You've got multiple things going on. Of course, the liquid gold for your challenge, various fundraisers, and of course, people can get all the details at curekidscancer.com. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Holly.
Thank you so much for having me. And if I may, I just want to express our most sincere gratitude to the Rochester community because, like I said, we were started in this community by families who lost their children to cancer, and we've been able to continue their mission and the foundation that they built nearly 50 years ago because of the kindness of our community and people rallying behind our mission and the work that we do. And we just couldn't do it without the love from the community. So we feel it. We appreciate it. Keep it coming.
Yes. No, Rochester is a great community that loves to give back for sure. And so it's great. 50 years is a great run, by the way. That is amazing for any organization to be around that long.
Yeah. 2026 will be 50 years. So we're rounding that corner and starting to think about, you know, how we can honor, you know, all the families who've been touched by childhood cancer and sickle cell disease in that time. And you know, how best just to honor the founders of the organization and the work that they did way back when. I mean, when the organization was started back in the 70s, parents couldn't even sleep in the hospital alongside their child. So I can't imagine, you know, having such a sick child and then leaving them and going home the next day. You know, it's remarkable how much has changed in the advocacy and how much of a difference it has made.
Yes. No, my wife works in the children's hospital as well. And, you know, like you said, the change there and just some of the policies being more family friendly. And you guys are a part of that, you know, because you're always embracing, you know, families and trying to help them in so many different ways.
Yeah, it definitely, like I said, it takes a village to raise a family. And we're just grateful to be a part of a village that's able to help our families. When we have a family that comes into our office, I say, I'm sorry that we have to help you, but I'm happy that we can. And that really is the feeling of our organization.
We appreciate the work that you guys do right here in our community. Holly, have a great day.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.